Hi, this is Frank Gaffney. My day job is running the Center for Security Policy, which each weeknight brings you this program. But Secure Freedom Radio is just one of the important contributions the Center makes to the common defense. We call our team the Special Forces in the War of Ideas. Find out more about the Center for Security Policy and how you can help keep its Special Forces team in the fight by visiting securefreedom.org. Many thanks.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to what is a most provocative, thoughtful, and interesting conversation about the state of the world with one of the most provocative, interesting, and thoughtful people I know, Mark Halperin, a man who has accomplished remarkable things in the area of letters, but also in his service in various institutions like the British Merchant Marine and the Israel Defense Forces. He is a best-selling author many times over and an essayist of great renown. Mark, you were talking about China. You've, again, helped us understand some of the capabilities that China has been developing, particularly for dominating the strategically vital South China Sea. Give us a flavor of what the Chinese larger ambitions may be beyond the region. Do you subscribe to the notion that it will be content if it just is able to exercise dominion over its equivalent of the Caribbean, shall we say?
No. There's a myth that the Chinese propound that many people who don't think about this believe sort of viscerally, that China just wants to stay within its borders and be very nice to everybody, et cetera. But if you look at it, first of all, historically, China, in the guise of the Mongol dynasty, at one point controlled the territory from Egypt to the Pacific, and from the southern shores of the Mediterranean to the Baltic, and all the way to essentially to Vienna. Now, in more recent times, don't forget, China has made a war against India in the Himalayas. They have made a war against Vietnam. They have clashed with Russia on the Yalu when there was the Soviet Union, and they have now extended their reach, diplomatic, financial, investment, and even military, way into the Indian Ocean, in terms of having Pakistan as a client and building a potential naval base in Pakistan, in terms of cultivating the Africans in Africa and to get resources and also to have a military presence. They share with us the anti-piracy mission in the Indian Ocean. They are the world's biggest country and the world's second economy, and they have a tradition of controlling in the form of making countries their vassals. There's a long, thousands of year tradition of controlling what then was most of the known world.
Mark, let me just ask. There is, of course, much to be worried about here, and I think that's especially so in light of the difficulties that China is having at the moment, economically and also in terms of the political control that the Communist Party has long enjoyed. Are you of the view that what is now in prospect, given the various capabilities that the Chinese are putting into place and the ambitions that they suggest, that China may find in its domestic problems a compulsion to engage externally, social engineering, I guess they call it, to justify and perpetuate its dominion at home?
Yeah, certainly. That's a point that is always made. And by the way, everyone talks about the economic crisis in China. Now, it may get worse, but the crisis for them is that they're growing at 6.9%, whereas American economic growth under Obama has averaged 2%. So they are still okay in that point. Now, it might get worse, but they've been used to growing at 10, 11% over the years, which has been phenomenal for them. their economy is not well balanced. There could be further trouble ahead, but they have the I hate to say it, but the advantage of being a dictatorship, so that they can shuffle around resources to the point where they can still have military development, even though they are not doing as well economically as they were before. And this dovetails with the possibility of using an external crisis in order to keep the country unified. And they are, as anyone who knows anything about China knows, they are tremendously nationalistic. They have internal claims that clash inside China, and the party is, anyone who's ever governed China has always been worried about keeping it together. But one, as you say, one means of keeping it together might be to have an external enemy.
Mark Helprin, let me ask you to pivot once again. You haven't described it as a sort of monolithic problem, as some of us think of it as, but talk about the strategic implications of the rise of, well, for want of a better phrase, the global jihad movement, whether it's doing businesses, the Sunni operations running from the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda's to the Muslim Brotherhood, or the Shiite strain. We did talk a bit about Iran earlier, but you've not described them as a particularly monolithic problem. How would you characterize this threat, and particularly how we ought to be thinking about them for the purposes of defending ourselves against it?
It would be virtually nothing, just an irritant, if we ourselves had the will and the power that we used to have. I think that the successes of the jihadist movement, and it spreads from the Philippines to the coast of western coast of Africa, and from sub-Saharan Africa all the way into Chechnya, etc., and of course the invasions of Europe and the United States via infiltration. It's all over the world, everywhere. But it would be not too much more than an irritant, like bandits or whatever, if we had the will and as a result, the capacity to resist this enemy and to call it for what it is and to fight it for what it is. So it's really a function of our behavior, not so much theirs. Although one should caution that they do make use of technology, and particularly with Iran which will get a nuclear weapon. The end of the road is going to be a nuclear detonation in the deserts of Iran. You will see that. There is the possibility that they can use this to exploit our weaknesses, for instance, in protecting against an EMP. Right now, Iran could launch a missile either from a sea launch, which they have done from the Caspian. The United States and Russia had sea launch programs where they used the ocean as a gantry for launching a missile. Right now,
and the Iranians have actually tested this capability as well.
They have launched from the Caspian, yeah. But they don't even need that because they have the tankerage so that they could fly a nuke in a commercial plane. I mean, there are quite a few ways, or just smuggle one in. But they could also make an EMP if they had a single nuke. They can make an EMP over the eastern portion of the United States, which would be absolutely catastrophic for us. And we pay very little attention to this, even though there is a congressional commission, even though books have been written, even though among conservatives this is an issue. But as a nation, we are largely ignorant of it, and we don't do anything about it. And this is the asymmetrical entry point for the jihadist movement, this kind of thing, EMP. A regular nuclear detonation that could be smuggled in a salesman's case to the United States. In 2,000 tons of cocaine are smuggled into the United States every year. You can make a nuclear weapon that is functional and weighs just 110 pounds.
Mark Helprin, we have to pause again for a moment. I just want to say I think you're touching on a problem of extraordinary importance. It would be truly catastrophic for our nation. We must be about the business of protecting our electric grid and the rest of us from such predations. Mark, we have to pause for just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about America and what we need to be doing now and in the next 4 years to remedy the dangers that you've just described so aptly. Right after this with Mark Helprin.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.